Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senate Republicans have signaled they may not be on board with letting Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, fail, as President Trump has suggested, encouraged. There's a lot on the line here. So what's it going to be? Push it off a cliff or fix it? Joining me now from Washington is Noam Levy, national healthcare reporter at the Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau. He's looking at the Senate's next moves to tackle healthcare. You can link to his latest article at our website, onpointradio.org. Noam, welcome back to On Point.
Good to be with you, Tom.
So here was President Trump on Friday saying the Senate should let Obamacare fail. This was a speech in Long Island.
You know, I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode and then do it. I turned out to be right. Let Obamacare implode.
Let Obamacare implode, and maybe more than that, maybe give it a nudge. Noam, the president has talked about taking steps that would or maybe push it over the edge. Is he still talking about that?
Well, we haven't had any angry tweets about it in the last few hours, so I don't know if I can answer that question directly, but he has continued to threaten to take steps that would essentially sabotage insurance markets around the country.
What would those be? What does he have the power to do that could, and would it send the Affordable Care Act down the tubes?
So it's important to remember that what we're talking about here is only a part of the Affordable Care Act. We're not talking about the whole law. We're not talking about most of the people who've gotten coverage through through Obamacare. We're talking about that subset of Americans who purchase health insurance on their own, either directly through one of these Obamacare marketplaces like healthcare.gov or directly from an insurance company. So they're about 18 to 20 million people in that group around the country. Now, to keep these marketplaces stable, and it should be noted that they, for decades, this has been a relatively unstable market.
Mm-hmm.
To keep these marketplaces stable, the federal government does a number of things. One is enforce this penalty that forces that penalizes people for not having insurance. Another is providing federal aid to low-income Americans to help them with their copays and deductibles. What the Trump administration has been threatening most immediately to do, and what is causing the most anxiety among insurers and among lawmakers from both parties, is this threat to withhold this aid that helps insurance companies cover the costs of copays and deductibles for low-income consumers.
And if they did that, you could say, I mean, you've already got companies pulling out in some markets. You'd see more of that? Just insurance wouldn't
almost
be
almost certainly, and health insurers around the country have very explicitly said without that assistance, they are going to be forced to raise their rates by as much as 20%, or they are exiting markets because of the uncertainty caused by the Trump administration.
So if you can't repeal it, maybe let it go over a cliff of a sort, in part at least, or help push it over. There's another impulse at work here, and we heard just yesterday, this is Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican, chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee in the U.S. Senate, saying that the Senate would hold hearings the first week in September on how to not push it over a cliff, but how to stabilize the health insurance market. Here was Senator Alexander.
The reason for these hearings is that unless Congress acts by September 27, when insurance companies must sign contracts with the federal government to sell insurance on the federal exchange next year, millions of Americans with government subsidies in up to half our states may find themselves with zero options for buying health insurance on the exchanges in 2018.
That was Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, and of course his the senior Democrat on that committee, Senator Patty Murray, kind of alongside him in this. Noam Levy, is this bipartisan work to repair Obamacare breaking out?
I mean, I think it's the first glimmer of that. There are miles to go on this road for sure, but I think it's an important indication that there are a number of Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill who may not love Obamacare, but believe that they have a responsibility for a variety of reasons to take steps to stabilize the markets and, quite frankly, to protect them from President Trump.
Could the White House and Senate Republicans part ways on this? Let's say the president, and he said he'll decide this week, but if he decides to pull the plug on some of this federal money that's kept the markets going, Could he be stymied in that by Congress?
Well, in a word, yes, although it would be very messy. Because if Congress appropriates this money, this assistance, it would take presumably some time to do that. And then it would require, if it's on a piece of legislation, it would require President Trump's signature. While that's happening, President Trump could decide to withhold this aid, which would, as we talked about, cause a fair amount of chaos in the market. It would cause insurance premiums to jump. And it should be noted that it's actually not the lowest income people who would probably be affected by this because they get other assistance. It's people who don't have federal assistance, people who are middle class or above who buy insurance, who don't have any protections from big rate hikes. Those are the folks who are sort of in the firing line right here. If Trump decides that he doesn't want to fund this for whatever reason next month or in October, or in September, you may have insurers making decisions that they have to raise rates because we are, as Senator Alexander indicated in the clip you played, coming up against the deadline when they have to decide if they're going to participate in these marketplaces and what rates they're going to charge.
And what about Mitch McConnell? Is he all finished with this? You report that you've got Republican Senators Orrin Hatch, Roy Blunt, John Thune, maybe in a coordinated signaling that it's time to just move on past this, or could McConnell still put the repeal and replace effort back on the table?
He could certainly put it back on the table, and there are a number of Republican lawmakers who are still interested in a big repeal bill, both in the House and the Senate, and they're working on it quietly at the moment. But I think some of those comments from Leader McConnell and other senior Republicans do reflect a certain amount of weariness with the campaign. Recall that the process last week was pretty ugly, and the American public has soured pretty dramatically on the repeal push. Less than 20% approved of what Senate Republicans were trying to do. So there is a feeling that it wouldn't be such a bad thing to move on if you're a Republican. And clearly, Republicans have other priorities, such as tax reform, that they want to get to. And the longer that they keep fighting about health care, the less time they have to address those other issues.
If they don't bring it back, then are they more or less forced to get in there and work with Democrats to fix this unless they go down the Trump route and let it fail?
Yes, they are. I think part of that reflects, again, the fact that if you are like Senator Alexander from Tennessee, if you come from a state in which there are thousands and thousands of your constituents who depend on health insurance that they purchase on their own, if they don't have choices, if their premiums start going through the roof, those are constituents who are going to be, A, complaining to you, and B, the polling is really clear on this. Notwithstanding what President Trump has tried to say, the American public believes that President Trump and congressional Republicans have responsibility for the healthcare system now. If it tanks, they're going to pay the price.
How strange is it going to feel after all of this to have sort of old-fashioned bipartisan hearings in early September on this, Noah?
We haven't been there in a long time.
Wow. Healthcare on some kind of wild road here in this country. Noam Levy following it all for the Los Angeles Times. Noam, thanks very much for being with us today.
Always good to be with you.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. And there you are, from Venezuela, from Caracas, to the heart of the healthcare debate in Washington right now. Thanks for joining us. This is On Point. Thank you.